Greetings and welcome to Grace Alive. It's good to have you tune in with us today, and we trust that you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we share together with you from God's Word. We will continue our series of studies today on the topic, Only the Bad Die Twice. And today, in that study on death and life from death, we're going to be looking at the topic of the second death. Scripture talks about not just the wages of sin being death, but it talks about, in connection with that, the second death. And in just a few moments, we'll study more about that second death from the Scriptures. This series of studies on the bad dying twice is a follow-up to our series of studies on the topic life, find it, get it, learn it, live it. And this is that second in that series, getting life. It's important that once we understand where we can find life in the Word of God, that we know how we can get that life that God has placed in His Word, has placed in His book, that we can get that life and make it a part of our own existence. So this series of studies this month is focused on that topic of getting life. And in order to understand how to get that life, we need to understand, first of all, our condition of being dead in trespasses and sins. So we're happy that you've tuned in today. We trust that you will stay tuned, as we said. And at the end of the program, we'll be giving you an address that you can write to if you'd like to receive more information about the topic that we're discussing here on Grace Alive, or if you have any questions or comments, or if you'd like to receive an audio or video cassette tape of this entire series of studies. Just write to us and request it. We'll be glad to get it to you without any cost or obligation. Right now, Romans chapter 6 is our starting point for this series of studies. Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23. So if you have your Bibles, I would encourage you to turn there to Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23. We read this, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The wages of sin is death. This passage tells us about the problem that man has. The problem that man has is that we're sinners born in Adam. We discussed that last week, what it means to be born in Adam. And the wages of that sin is death. Now, the topic of this series of studies is only the bad die twice. And we're going to look today at the second death specifically. But before we do that, just to review for a moment some of the information that we've covered in the previous two studies in this series. We spent the first week just defining death. What is death? And we saw that death is when something or someone ceases to function for the purpose for which it was created. And that's an important understanding for us to have as we talk about death. When something ceases to function for its created purpose. In other words, mankind was created to have dominion on the earth in God's name. And when mankind joined Satan's rebellion, when Adam and Eve obeyed the voice of the serpent in the Garden of Eden and disobeyed God, mankind ceased to function for the purpose for which he had been created. He had been created to have dominion on the earth in God's name and to rule the earth for God. But in the day he ate of that fruit, he died. Now, it didn't mean he ceased to exist. It didn't mean he ceased to function. But it did mean that he ceased to function for the purpose for which he was created. And not only did man in general do that, but we also saw that each part of man, his spirit, his soul, and his body have ceased to function for the purpose for which they were created. Man's spirit that was created to know God now has come to know evil. Man's soul that was created to have communion and fellowship with God now has had that fellowship broken. Man's body that was created to be a temple for his soul and spirit all for eternity on this earth now goes back to the dust from which it was created. So man died, that is, ceased to function for the purpose for which he was created. And that understanding of death helps us to understand how invasive and intrusive death is. That means death is much more than just our bodies grow old and die. Death has to do with the fact that we are not fulfilling God's purpose. And therefore, our existence is an existence of vanity. We saw last week that the creature was made subject to vanity, Romans chapter 8, verse 20. This fact that we have ceased functioning for the purpose for which we were created by God means that our existence is vain. A vain existence means an existence of meaninglessness and purposelessness. And when there's no meaning and no purpose, why is there no meaning and purpose? Because we're not functioning for the purpose that we were created to function. Last week we saw that meaninglessness and that purposelessness comes in Adam. In Adam, all die. The reason that we are subject to death, the reason that we are subject to meaninglessness and purposelessness is because we are in Adam. By one man, Adam, sin entered the world, and death by sin, so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. All have sinned because we are the descendants of Adam. All die because we are the descendants of Adam. So in Adam, all die. In Adam, all humanity has ceased to function for the purpose for which it was created, and all humanity has been made subject to vanity. Now today, we want to expand, and through all of this, keeping Romans 6:23 as our text, the wages of sin is death. All of this is the death part, but the gift of God is eternal life. Because even though we're spending the first few weeks of this series talking about death, we want to always keep in view that there is hope. Even though in the natural man and in our natural existence, there's meaninglessness and there's hopelessness, in Christ there is hope. Because the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. And through Christ Jesus, we can have that life restored. Remember, Acts chapter 17 is the theme of this whole series of studies that we're doing, these several series on the fact that God, the God that the Bible presents, the God that we present here on Grace Alive, the God that we serve as Christians, is a God that giveth to all life. God gives life. He's a life-giving God. And even though we are subject to death, and in Adam we all die, and we've ceased to function for the purpose for which we're created, even though all that is true, yet there is a God in heaven that wants to give us the gift of eternal life. And we need to keep that hope always in focus, that as we're discussing all these terrible, depressing things about death and man's condition of death and hopelessness and helplessness, that there is a God that is there that holds out hope. There is a God that's there that holds out help. There is a God that has a purpose and a plan for us as believers. And we can become a part of that purpose and plan by simple faith. When we believe that Christ died on the cross, shed His blood to pay for our sins, and put our faith and trust in that shed blood, then we receive the gift of eternal life and receive a purpose in Christ Jesus. Now today we want to continue to look at death. Next week we'll talk more in detail about receiving that life of Christ. But today as we continue to focus on death, there is, in all this discussion about death, in defining death and understanding what it is, in understanding that death comes because we are in Adam and we're descendants of Adam, there is also in Scripture reference to the second death. That as though one weren't enough, and as though being subject to death on this earth weren't enough, the Scripture talks about a second death. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 12. In Revelation 20, verse 12, we read this, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. There's a death there, and it's referred to here as when you're cast into the lake of fire. Death and hell were cast in the lake of fire, verse 14. This is the second death. Now, obviously what we're reading about here is the judgment of the lost, the judgment of the unsaved. These people have died in their sins, have never received God's gift of eternal life. So they've died in a spiritually dead condition. Their physical body has died. Their spirit is in a dead condition. It never did receive life. Their soul is dead. And now, in Revelation chapter 20, at this judgment, they are cast into the lake of fire, and this is the second death. In the second death, the unsaved are going to experience in their soul and in their spirit what their bodies departed. That is, their soul and their spirit will experience death. And the word that's oftentimes used in Scripture to describe this is a worm. Turn with me, if you will, back to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, chapter number 14. When these souls and spirits are cast out into the lake of fire, and they suffer the second death, Scripture talks about people that go through this, the souls and the spirits of those. Now, we're not talking so much about a body here as we're talking about souls and spirits that are cast out into the lake of fire. There is a body resurrected up, but it's a body that is to be cast out into the lake of fire. Death, which is the grave, and hell, which is the soul and spirit, is brought together again, and they're all cast out into the lake of fire. And what kind of a body are they resurrected? Death and hell. Death refers to the grave. The body is resurrected up. Hell refers to the soul and spirit coming up, and they're cast out into the lake of fire, and that's the second death. What is that exactly? Well, notice Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 9. Isaiah chapter 14 and verse number 9. Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It hath raised up from their thrones all the kings of the nations. All they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomp is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vials. The worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? You notice there, as Lucifer, this is the account of Lucifer, who has said, this is the verse where we see it in verse 13, Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. This is the boast that Lucifer made back in eternity past. I'll ascend up to the highest heights. And what this passage is talking about is the fact that Lucifer will be brought down. If you notice in verse 15, Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. So Lucifer is going to be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. And when he does so, verse 11, the worm is spread under thee, and the worms cover thee. In talking about hell, which ultimately gets cast out into the lake of fire, the inhabitants there are referred to as worms. Turn with me, if you will, to the book of Mark for a moment. In fact, well, let's go to the book of Mark first. We'll need to come back to Isaiah, but let's turn over to the book of Mark first. Mark chapter 9. And in Mark chapter 9, we read of the punishment of hell, of the second death. Mark chapter 9 and verse number 43. If thy hand offend thee, cut it off. It is better for thee to enter into life maimed than having two hands to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Where their worm dieth not. Notice that reference once again to their worm dieth not. Now, an interesting thing about that is that when you read that word worm in Scripture, it's oftentimes a reference to a specific kind of worm that's not a very pleasant thing to think about. It's a reference to maggots and the flesh-eating kind of worms. In fact, let's get a couple passages. Go back to the book of Job. Job chapter 19 and verse 26. Job chapter 19 and verse number 26. And this picture that we're painting today of the second death is certainly not a pleasant picture, but it tells us of God's hatred of sin. And when the Scripture says that the wages of sin is death, that's a blistering statement and a blistering accusation and outcome, that the wages of sin is death. As I said earlier, it's much more than just our body is one day going to go back to dust. It involves a total depravity and separation from God of the spirit, of the soul, of the body, and being locked in that condition for all eternity. Job chapter 19, verse number 26. And though after my skin worms destroy my body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Worms destroy my body. Well, what kind of worms is it that destroy a body? That work on a decaying body? Well, those are maggots, we would call them. Turn over to the 21st chapter of Job and verse 26. Job 21, verse 26. They shall lie down in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. Again, it's a reference to a certain kind of worm, a flesh-eating worm, the maggots. Go to the book of Acts, chapter 12. Acts chapter number 12. And in Acts chapter 12, we'll read of more of this kind of worm. Acts chapter 12, and notice with me, if you will, verse number 23. Acts chapter 12 and verse number 23. Acts 12, 23. And immediately the angel of the Lord smote him because he gave not God the glory, and he was eaten of worms and gave up the ghost. Again, eaten of worms. What kind of worms are they? Well, those are flesh-eating worms. Those are maggots, we would call them. So this second death is a reference. When we read about the second death, we read about people that are worms. Their worm dieth not. When Lucifer comes down to the pit, the worms cover him, or the worms are under him, and the worms cover him. When in Mark, when they're cast out into hell fire, their worm dieth not. And the worm we see often is used in Scripture. The description there is of a maggot. It's a formless entity, creature that simply exists without much contact with the outside world. You can't talk to a maggot, have a conversation with him, say, "Hi, how you doing today?" He just exists there in his own little world. And you can imagine when you see, you know, a dead animal or some kind of dead carcass and all the worms in it, the maggots that are eating it. And the Scripture describes hell that way, and the lake of fire that way, and the souls and spirits of those that are in hell are described that way, as the worm that dieth not. It's a worm. It never ceases to function for the purpose for which it was created. And that worm, that maggot, is created to be a vehicle of torment for all eternity. Turn back to that passage in the book of Mark, chapter 9. We kind of painted the picture there of some sort of a dead animal, a carcass, and you see all those maggots going in and out and broiling through that carcass. And then there's another thing added to the picture here in verse 43, the last phrase, to go into hell, into the fire that never shall be quenched, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 46, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Verse 48, where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Turn back to the book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Isaiah chapter 66. And we see that phrase again. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse number 24. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. Their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched. The form there is of a worm, of a maggot. And the description is of a maggot that is in flames, is in torment. Jesus Christ's earthly ministry talked about hell that's prepared for the devil and his angels, and hell fire that's prepared for the devil and his angels. And their worm shall not die. That fire in hell, it's a unique fire. It's not a consuming fire. You know, if you think about the earthly illustration we were using of some sort of a dead animal and all the maggots in that dead animal, and if we were to pour gasoline or kerosene over that carcass and those maggots and then light a match to it, and it erupted in flames, you can just picture that broiling mass of maggots there. And yet, the difference is that flame would eventually consume the maggots and the carcass, then they would be gone as far as that existing in that form. But these verses say, their worm shall not die. That is, that body that they're resurrected to, that worm, is created for the purpose of eternal damnation and punishment and judgment. And that worm shall never, it will never cease to function for the purpose for which it was created. And that body that they're resurrected to, that body that the unsaved are resurrected to, never ceases to function for that purpose, the purpose of torment, of punishment. And notice the end of verse 24 there, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. You can imagine. How pleasant a thing is it to see some carcass broiling with maggots? How much less pleasant if we douse it with gasoline and set it aflame and see those maggots broil and literally cook in the flames? How much more abhorring if that condition were to last for all eternity? Never, the fire never consuming, but just continually burning and burning and tormenting and suffering. This is the second death, because it locks in and makes permanent that useless, vain condition of the soul and the spirits of men. And a body that is that cannot relate to the environment around it, that all that body is created for is to suffer torment, to suffer pain. You see, that's the second death. So when the Bible says the wages of sin is death, you need to understand it's a serious matter. Death is a serious matter because the wages of sin being death includes the second death, which is eternal torment as a worm in the lake of fire with Satan and all his angels. Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, we told you there is hope. And next week we're going to talk in detail about the hope, but we don't want to leave you there dangling over the fire, as it were. All of what we've just talked about, all of the death that comes from Adam, all of that meaninglessness, all of the torment of the second death, all of that can be undone and reversed for you personally in an instant, in a moment, if you simply trust Christ as your Savior. If you simply believe that when Jesus Christ died on the cross and shed His blood, that blood He shed paid for your sin. The wages of sin is death. And if that wage is not paid by the blood of Christ, then you'll have to suffer all of this death that we just spoke of. On the other hand, if you by simple faith will believe that that blood paid the wage of your sin, then He will give you the free gift of eternal life. We would encourage you today to do just that, to trust Christ as your Savior, to escape the sting and the torment of the second death, and to receive eternal life as a free gift from God through Jesus Christ. If you don't understand exactly how to do that from what we've talked about today, please call us. Please write to us. Please get on the website and email us. We'd love to help you understand how you can have the gift of eternal life. Here's how you can contact us. Our address is Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. That's Grace Alive, 743 Ridge Road, Fallen Timber, Pennsylvania, 16639. Our web address is www.gracealive.us. And our toll-free phone number, 877-53-GRACE. We look forward to hearing from you in any one of those ways this week. As I said, if you want to escape that second death and you're not quite sure how, please call us. Please write to us. We want to be sure that you know that you don't ever have to face that second death. And then if you'd like to receive the audio or video cassette tapes of this entire month's series of studies, if you just write to us and request the series of studies on death or on the bad dying twice or on how you can get life, any of those key words will let us know that this is the series that you want. And if you simply request it, we'll be glad to send you the audio or video cassette tapes so that you can have them, so that you can study them there in your own home. And right now, we hope that you'll be tuning in again next week. And until then, we trust that God's grace will truly be alive in your life.